Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you for coming out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, The Third Ingredient. Have a great visit with Terrence DeFranco. Terrence is the CEO, president, and co-founder of IOTA Communications, IOTA Communications. And Terrence, I need your website, please.
IOTACommunications.com.
All right, so check that out. And your business is in the business of helping people improve their sustainability, lower their energy costs, and whatever other benefits they can acquire from that by helping them with add technology like Internet of Things things, right?
That's right. It's definitely the thing. The sensors is like a Fitbit for a building. Gateways,
yeah.
Sensors, gathering data, driving that efficiency, yes.
So you've got four things that you're going to talk to us about that we can do to improve our lives, keep more money, not necessarily put money in our pocket, but keep it in our pocket once it gets there, by being more sustainable. Tell us about them.
So one of the big keys to all of this is like I just said, the gateways and sensors, et cetera, but it's about the data. And that's really where the big wave of change has come in, especially over the last 10 to 15 years. You hear about cloud computing and big data. And, we're all naturally inclined to want to strive for more optimization, especially in business. We want more productivity. Like you said at the beginning, we want to do more with less. And so ultimately, we look at, where are the not only the big savings areas, certainly energy is one of them, and sustainability is often talked about in terms of energy savings, and that's really where a lot of the big debates come around, et cetera. But when you look at what's happened even now in the new COVID era, people are very sensitive to the air that we breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is become such an issue. We've seen such a big uptick in our business where we're using sensors to measure indoor air quality.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this hits directly at employee health, productivity. Having a pathogen in the air certainly is a very extreme example, but even very high CO2 levels and these nasty things called volatile organic compounds that come out of the paint on the wall or the carpet on the floor. Those things impact the productivity of our employees. So we talk about doing more with less. Even just measuring indoor air quality is something that can drive a lot more in the way of productivity and efficiency. We've applied this to water usage. So it's the same thing. We've found cases, particularly with a mall that had, one of their tenants just, it wasn't even a water leak. It was just an over usage of water. And at the end of the day, it was about our ability to gather this data and be able to help drive not only energy savings, but also water savings, making the air safer to drive more productivity and health from our employees. And then at the end of the day, now let's apply that to this COVID environment. So what's happening? Employers can't send their employees to work, so everybody's working from home.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to create a safer environment for them to go back to. That new normal that's going to get created. So, now how do we drive more efficiency even in the real estate that we own, the real estate that we manage, where those employees are? Are we going to keep them home? Are we going to bring them back?
And the reason why I think what you're working on is going to resonate even more than ever before is because of the options that homeowners have now with their own devices. I talked earlier about building a house. My water heater is programmed to deliver water where I need it, when I need it, within like 2 seconds. But I turn the hot water on, and I have hot water in 2, maybe 3 seconds. Shower, sink, doesn't matter. And so I don't waste water. I don't turn the water on in the shower and go do something else and come back and wait on it to come, you know, wait on it to get to be warm. It's warm immediately. So I just, you know, you can almost get in the shower and turn it on. But and I've got devices that are part of my thermostat that I can sit around in the room in different rooms, and it'll tell my thermostat where the people are and where to put the temperature, the air, the conditioned air. And so my point is, the more people can do that on their own, the more they're likely to they're going to understand what you're talking to them about on a much larger scale, on a commercial scale. What do you think?
Absolutely. It's gone from, you know, the cool gadgets and capabilities to becoming mainstream. You know, and that's because, you know, we're starting to get conditioned to how we use data. You know, and I always talk about it as a Fitbit for the building, but, you know, people have Fitbit smartwatches. You know, so they're able to watch what their heart rate is and mm-hmm. how many steps they took and how many calories they consumed and all of that. So we're naturally, as a society, kind of adapting ourselves to relying on this data in one form or fashion. And what are we doing? We're improving our lives and making ourselves more sustainable.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, another thing I didn't mention, I bought multi-stage compressors for my HVAC units. That means they don't have to come on full blast if they don't need to come on full blast. It saves energy. Folks, you can do this on your own. You can save money long-term, especially, and it's your part of saving the planet without having to have the government impose it on you, which we're going to talk about after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.